We're back from recess. Our next order of business is the Dixieland Heights Road Vacation. This issue was scheduled for last week. We continued it till today. And we have, in fact, all three of the county commissioners now, as I understand it, have visited the site. And Bill, if I'm not mistaken, you're representing this petition?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to join us?
Mr. Trophy is here.
I have him down. Mr. Troke, if you'd like to join us up here as well, that'll be fine, but we'll start with you, Bill, as is this is your petition and the people that many that are here you're representing. And then we'll get to the remonstrance.
All right. We do have some but not all of the petitioners, landowners here, if you would stand. And then I'm going to ask Mr. Charles MacArthur to come up with me.
Okay.
Do you want to hear testimony on this?
We want whatever you want, sir.
Approve of the petition. Mr. MacArthur, come on up here.
Thank you, Don.
Just for everyone's edification, here at the County Commission, we tape record our meetings as well as we're broadcasting live over the Internet.
May it please the Commission?
Yes, sir.
Mr. MacArthur, Charles MacArthur, state your name for the record, please.
Charles MacArthur.
And are you one of the petitioners in this petition to vacate roads?
Yes, I am.
And you had previously brought a petition to vacate the western part of, actually, the 2nd Street down.
Right.
It was granted by this petition in, I believe, 2011. Was that correct?
That's right.
How long have you been a resident at Dixieland Heights?
50 years.
All right. This was platted in 1962, was it not?
That's right.
Were you around when it was platted?
Yes, I was.
All right. And you knew Mr. Fulkerson and his wife, the original owners who platted?
Actually, Jim Fulkerson bought it from a man from Chicago. Jim wasn't the original owner.
Okay. But you were present?
I was there. We bought the first lot from the man from Chicago.
Okay. And then when Mr. Fulkerson came along, you were already?
I was there and knew Jim well.
All right. And is it true that these streets are platted as 40 feet wide? Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that Mission Road that services it, after it enters the subdivision, is only platted 30 feet wide?
That's correct.
All right. Now, over the years, you have you not, bought more of the lots than your original house?
We did. The lots, Jim Fulkerson sold all of the lots. He only built three houses and sold two lots, and then he sold everything to Hiram Catlett. And then my brother and I bought about 7 or 8 lots from Hiram Catlett. We were when Hiram quit the division.
Was it your intention of having some of these lots for sale?
I have them for sale.
Okay. Now, as far as you know, have all of the people other than the landowner to the west, have all of the people joined in the petition?
Yes,
whose lands touch the roads to be vacated?
They have.
All right. And are there any utility services located on or alongside the described portions of these streets to be vacated?
No, not out on the west end. There's no utilities. I think White River said.
We'll get to what White River said, but they're located there.
No.
And then we did give notice to both White River Valley Electric and to the Taney County Sewer District,
yes,
did we not?
We did.
Are all of the allegations set out in this petition true?
They are.
All right. What is your purpose for wanting to vacate the west 50 feet of these three described streets?
We want the 17 acres that have been purchased by Mrs. Jenkins. We want that, whoever develops that, whether it be her or anybody, we want them to have their own road over the Mission, which is the main road. We don't want them going through our subdivision. And our streets are, you know, they were plotted 40 foot, but they're really not 40 foot. Whoever lives there has made the street, and about one car only can go down the gravel road. And so, you know, our children are used to that, and so we're wanting whoever develops the 17 acres to have their own access to the main road, which is Mission Road.
Is there any area where it appears that someone...
Bill, can I interrupt you and
yes,
ask
sir.
A question? You had, when you asked him a question, you stated 50 feet, but in fact, I think you're asking on two of the roads to vacate 100 feet?
Oh, there's one road...
That you're, the other is 90? Yeah.
90 and two are 100.
Okay. I'm sorry, I misspoke, and you are correct.
Yeah.
Is there an instance where it appears that one of the landowners may have actually built out into the platted street?
Yes.
Which one is that?
That is the Fishers.
Okay, and where are they located here on...
They're located on Gabriel, on the, and if you look at Gabriel, and I can, I'm going to pass this, these out to everybody, if that's all right. Here's the, and you've got a big plan, but this is a small plan, and it shows you.
Just do you have one for Mr. Trokey there?
Yes.
Okay.
And, the Fishers are located on Gabriel. And if you're, I'm looking up at the...
Are they the north or the south side of Gabriel?
They're on the south side of Gabriel.
Okay.
And that house was built by Hiram Catlett. But, you know, I'm going to give you some pictures of Gabriel, and you're going to see that the trees, you can't tell where the road is there. There's trees in the road, and you cannot determine where the road is.
All right. Now, at the time this petition was filed, had the property been transferred by the Fulkersons to the new owner?
Well, I don't know that.
Okay.
The only thing I know is that a surveyor showed up to survey it. And I talked to the surveyor, and he was out surveying that he had drove around the trees to the right, and maybe if I go, I need to go ahead and pass out this Gabriel map. But
while you're passing these out, did you take these photographs?
Yes.
And do they fairly and accurately depict what the eye would see?
They do.
Any trick lenses or tricks of the camera?
No.
Okay.
No. And, this is the Gabriel.
And before you explain more about the picture, let me ask you, at some point has some of this land been cleared on to the west of the subdivision?
You mean on the 17 acres?
Uh-huh.
They had somebody brush hog it.
When was that?
Probably early this year. It's after the land had been purchased by Mrs. Jenkins. She hired somebody to brush hog it.
But that was all done on the 17 acres?
Yeah, okay. All done on 17. Now, they did brush hog out a road for her down on Mission.
And what use has been, or are you talking about off of Dixieland Heights?
Yeah,
a road
north of Dixieland Heights.
A road from Mission into the 17 acres?
Yeah.
Okay. Has it been any attempt to clear or use any of the subdivision roads for access to the property to the west?
No.
Well,
you mean we have the people who own the houses along there have made that road over the years.
But has the new owner done anything to try to...
No, she just drives around the trees.
But she has driven...
At first she parked outside the area and walked in.
Mm-hmm.
But then after she got a lawyer, then she started driving around the trees and working on it, putting red ribbons out in the area. But not till she got a lawyer.
Okay. Would you please describe the significance of the photograph you just passed out? What significance does that have to you?
Well, it shows them that the trees are there, and it shows them an undeveloped area. Like the whole West End was undeveloped over the years. I have pictures of every road that we want to vacate.
Okay. Would you go ahead and... Are you through with that one?
Yeah.
You're talking about it?
Yeah.
Go ahead with your next one.
I have a question. You say
She drove around the trees as opposed to walking through the, what?
Well, she walked through them and she walked, but now after she got a lawyer, she took her car and drove
it. You know, I'm going to object to him, keep saying after he got a lawyer, he has no idea when she hired me, and, you know, he's just being argumentative now for no reason.
Actually, I do because we're exactly...
Guys, hold on. I was out there. I've looked at it.
Sure.
I see one set of tracks going in between trees. I don't see stuff going around trees. Am I wrong?
Well, you could say between some of the trees.
Yes or no, am I wrong?
No, you could say some of the tree, yeah. There's an opening to the right.
There's an opening to the, okay.
Is that opening on private property?
Some of it, probably when they drive in there, they probably get on the private property. You can't tell. Because okay. The north end of the road is not marked, so you have no idea. Now I'm going to pass out.
But it's just grass and dirt from the one point
grass and dirt. They
to
have,
the property line.
Yeah, the Fishers and Donovans have took care of that over these years. Mowed it. It's just grass and dirt. No gravel. Absolutely. Now this is the road. That's Michael Road. And again, and this is a picture of, on the right, if you look, you're looking towards the west. On the right is Dorothy Booth's land, and on the left is the back of my shop. And about where her wood, that wood fence is where her line starts. Now we blacktop.
Whose line?
Dorothy Booth's. And then on the other, and to the east is my line.
Okay.
When I built my house on Michael, I blacktopped that all the way down to Dorothy, and then she paved to blacktop it up to her driveway. Now she's made a circle drive there, but most of that circle drive, if you look, you know, in, you'll see most of that is on her property. But on back at the back, you see this, it's the fence, that fence has been there, longer than 50 years, and you see the brush and,
but whose fence is it?
Well, I'd say it's both. It's both the those of us in Dixieland Heights, whoever owns that property, and also would be.
Is the fence on the property line?
Yeah, pretty much so. It goes, you know, it kind of goes in and out.
So it could be her fence.
Some of it could be, you know, like I think in the state of Missouri, you know, both property owners own. And then this is the other road, which is Brookings. And there on the right is my shop, and on the left is my nephew's house. And you'll see that the road extends down so I could get in and out of my shop. But then you see there's a pile of gravel there that I use to repair the water lines when we repair them to put around the water lines. And then I have a steel rack there. And then you see the big trees behind it. That's been that way, like I said, for 50 years. Well, I wanted to kind of say that when, you know, Deer Lane used to be gravel. And years ago, we went to the county and asked if they were starting to pave county roads around here, and we asked if they would pave Deer Lane. And the county said, come back to us and said, yes, we will. And we'll pave it from MM down to Deer Lane Resort, which they did, and we'll pave it up Mission to Dixieland Heights. But we won't pave it, even though it's a county road on down Mission, through Dixieland Heights. And so, but they used a contractor, and they said if we wanted to, we could negotiate and have them pave it. And we did that. Dixieland Heights got the contractor, and we paid for it to pave Mission Road on down to the last street, which is Clyburn, across Clyburn. Now, the county has since took over maintaining Mission Road, but they have never maintained any of our streets. That is all the homeowners. We're asking. I would like to pass out two more pictures or three more. This is the path that the brush hogger made for Mrs. Jenkins from her land, from her 17 acres, out on to Mission Road. And that's, there's approximately 1,375 foot north of Dixieland Heights along Mission that borders her 17 acres. This road was down about the 1,000 foot mark. There's a little branch that runs through it about the 1,200 foot mark. And then she owns on north of that. But I want to show you this picture was taken.
Yeah. They're stapled together.
Okay, that's fine. This picture was taken on a right almost on the north edge of Dixieland Heights to show you that she has an area where she can bring her road through, which would be right almost parallel with Gabriel Lane, closer, and she can come across there real easy. Now, years ago, when Jim Fuckerson owned that, him and his son, Steve, they used to pasture that 17 acres. And this is a picture of the gate where they went in down on Mission Road. This is how they got into the 17 acres. It's grown up a little bit like everything else, but it's still... you're still able to go in there. Just one last comment I'd like to make, and then if anybody else from the neighborhood wants to comment, they can. But again, you know, we don't have any idea who's going to develop that. I know that she owns it now, but everything changes. She could sell it tomorrow. Anything can happen. And what we're saying is that for our kids' safety, you know, we would like for that 17 acres to have their own road out to Mission. And we think that's really important. You know, the county made a launching ramp for boats down at the end of Mission on those shows. Since then, we've had a lot of traffic down Mission Road. We haven't complained at all about that. And one time, 2 years ago, I went down and I counted 20 vehicles down there, and then five more up there by Clymer. We've survived that real well. The kids have learned to play in our neighborhood and not on out on Mission. I think most of our dogs have learned the same lesson. And we've had a few missing, but... Anyway, my point again is that we really, really don't need the traffic
through the neighborhood. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Bill?
If this were a court, I would ask you to take judicial notice of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Appendix K requires a minimum 50-foot right-of-way. That's the least road recognized under the development code. And, of course, none of these roads have a 50-foot right-of-way.
Do you have anyone else here today that would like to offer any comments?
I will caucus.
Bill? You'll caucus. Okay.
Okay, I'm Margaret True. I live on Gabriel, first house on the left. We're very established in our neighborhood, and everyone gets along very well, and we love it that way. We don't need to have a lot of traffic and dirt flying up and down the road. It's not healthy, and it's the children's playing out there. It's just not a good thing. And I'm an old woman. I live alone, and I still don't want that road there. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kind of know how this works. My name is Carlos Osborne. I live at 120 Gabriel Lane, which probably one of the last, besides the recent addition in there, one of the last residents to buy in there along Gabriel Road. It's not. I never, until this was brought up, never thought that that was a throughfare or that traffic would be able to go in there. Have a baby due any day. If I get a call and I have to drop this, that's where I'm going to the hospital. I also have a 3-year-old. Never thought that that would be a place for traffic to go through. I always thought that the two other residents that maintained the end of that gravel road, that was their property line, and there would be, you know, no way to go through there. So just for the safety of the children that live in there, and it's not only myself, but there's other families that live, especially on Gabriel, I don't think that that's a safe avenue for traffic to proceed in and out of there. If there is some other capacity to get into that property, I would investigate or respectfully ask that that be investigated before turning that into a throughfare for traffic. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that has a comment in favor of the petition as presented? Bill, anything else?
No, sir.
Mr. Troche.
I call Captain Jenkins, the property owner, of course.
Let me note for the record that this is Matt Troche and that a remonstrance has been filed in opposition to the road vacation as presented. Mr. Troche, I'm sorry.
Ms. Jenkins, would you state your full name for the commissioners, please?
Catherine Jenkins.
And you own the approximate 17 acres that's immediately west of Dixieland Heights subdivision, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
When did you purchase that property?
December 14th, 2012.
Okay, so last December. Okay. What did you do when you were checking out the property to determine whether you had access to your property or not?
Well, I walked up multiple times, but I looked at the survey that Mr. Beard did.
Okay.
And then I asked the realtor multiple questions.
Let me show you what we'll mark as Exhibit 1. And is this a copy of the survey that was provided to you when you purchased the property?
Yes, sir.
And it shows James Fulkerson as the owner. Is that who you purchased the property from?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this survey here clearly shows not only what you're buying, the 16.23 acres, but it shows Brookings Road, Mickle Road or Michael Road, and Gabriel Road, correct?
Yes, sir.
Was that important to you when you saw this survey?
Extremely.
And why so?
Because I wanted to be able to have multiple accesses.
And did you also check out the subdivision Dixieland Heights before you made your purchase?
Yes, sir.
And how did you do that?
looking at the survey.
A plat? Did someone provide you with a copy of the plat of Dixieland Heights?
Yes, sir. The surveyor.
Okay. And is this a copy of what was provided to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to mark this as Exhibit 2. And that is a copy of the plat of Dixieland Heights subdivision, correct?
Yes, sir.
And I know this is a little bit hard to read, but it's blown up a little bit. Can you read what it says about the roads on this, starting right there?
So the roads shown hereon are relinquished and dedicated to the use of the public.
Okay, so that's right on the plat.
Yes, sir.
Where it says every one of those roads is... Make sure I quote it right. Roads as shown hereon are relinquished and dedicated to the use of the public.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you ask your realtor or anybody what that meant?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what were you told?
That those were accesses to my land that I could use
when it comes to sand. Okay, so all three of those roads were platted roads that you had right to use, as well as anyone else in the public, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And let me show you what I'll mark as Exhibit 3, and ask, that appears to be another copy of Dixieland Heights subdivision, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And who provided you with this copy?
The realtor that got it from the surveyor.
Okay. And do you recognize the note that's attached to this plat?
Yes, sir.
And what does that say?
The first three roads give easement to 17 acres parcel for Jim Strong, 19 November 2012.
Okay. So that says, per Jim Strong. Do you know who Jim Strong was or is?
He was Mr. Fulkerson's realtor.
Okay. So he confirmed through Wendell Beard, your surveyor, back in November, that all three of these roads give you access to your property, to the 17 acres. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And was that important to you when you purchased the property?
Extremely.
Why so?
Because I wanted to have multiple accesses, especially as big as the land is. At the time, I thought it was 17 acres. It turned out to be 16.23. But I wanted to have accesses so I could use it any way that I wanted to. I could have outbuildings. I could have accesses, you know, to use those. It was extremely important to me to be able to have accesses for ambulances and fire trucks. I've heard there's been multiple fires out there, including my land, because one of the bordering neighbors accidentally set it on fire. I know there's people that burn brush all the time. I've watched them do it multiple times. And it's extremely important to me to have all the accesses open.
And currently, is it true that Gabriel Road is your only access to the property?
Yes.
Okay. And you heard some testimony about having to drive around. You can drive straight through on Gabriel Road if you avoid the trees, correct?
Well, frequently the neighbor puts boats and trucks and cars and pontoons. And so sometimes there's room enough, I can go through and then I...
But if they don't put their physical barriers, such as pontoons and boats, in the way, you can drive through now.
Yes, and I have frequently.
Let me show you what I've marked as Exhibit 4. And is that three photos of Gabriel Lane?
Yes, sir.
And did you take these photos?
Yes, sir.
And they fairly and accurately depict what they're supposed to depict?
Yes, sir.
The top one just shows the name of the street, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the next two show the view by which you drive through to your property, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that white little SUV in the back, is that your vehicle?
Yes, sir.
And is it sitting on your property?
Yes, sir.
And so you drove right down Gabriel Lane to get to that parking spot?
Yes, sir. The road is very clear because of the survey markers.
Offer, I didn't offer 1, 2, and 3, but I will. Everybody's seen those. Offer Exhibit D, or 4, if you guys want to look at this. Now, there's also Mickle Road, correct?
Yes, sir.
And it's blocked at the end, so you can't drive down it. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and there was some testimony earlier about a barbed wire fence being the borderline between the properties. Is that your understanding?
Well, actually, the barbed wire fence is several feet within my property.
Okay. So it's your fence, and you could take it down anytime you want it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But right now, looking at Mickle Street, or Michael, I'm not sure which it is, you can't drive through there only because there's a barbed wire fence and maybe one tree that might have to be cut down. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And did you take these pictures of Mickle Street?
Yes, sir.
And they fairly and accurately depict what they're supposed to.
Yes, sir.
Am I up to 5?
Yeah, this is 4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other road showed on here is Brookings Road, correct? On Dixieland Heights plat?
Yes, sir.
And we've got an exhibit that I'll mark as 6 showing your view of Brookings Road. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And again, you could drive through there except someone's piled up gravel and pipe and some different things at the end of the road, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And each of these barriers all occur after the end of the houses on the respective roads, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So nobody's being blocked except you.
Yes, sir.
Everybody else in the neighborhood can get to their properties with no obstacles.
Yes, sir.
They've all blocked you off on the end. Is that correct?
I'll offer Exhibit 6.
And how have you been using your property since you purchased it?
I have been clearing it, starting with the 15th of December.
And what, by clearing it, what do you do?
On the 15th of December, I had the brush hogger guy come out because even though I can force my way through the brush, it was so thick it was difficult. So the first day of owning it, I had the brush hogger guy come out. And I started planning on where to put my house, and where to put my storage building, and where to put my road. And ever since then, I've been going out there and clearing, and clearing, and clearing with my chainsaw and my clippers and even my mower, trying to get a route through there because it's so difficult to walk because it's basically thorny bushes, thorny trees. People call it locust trees. Anyway. The thing is solid locust trees, and I spent a lot of time trying to clear it.
And your intention is to contact a contractor and build a home on the property, is that correct?
Well, actually, I've already been in contact with a contractor for quite a while.
Okay. So is that your intention to build your own personal home on the property?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And have they made it? Have some of the neighbors made it more difficult to get to your property since this incident came up, since I filed an answer in this case?
Yes, sir.
And let me show you what we've marked as Exhibit 7. And can you explain to the commissioners what those three pictures show?
When I used to walk it before I purchased the property, there was no difficulty getting through the road on Gabriel. But since this letter, anyway, there's been more and more stuff piled in it, like the pontoons to start with. And then here on the 23rd of March, I went out there, and my mom and I could not get. My mom is somewhat crippled, and I mean, we couldn't even get to my property, and she had trouble just walking through there. There's a boat, there were 2 vehicles, and 3 pontoons. It was impossible for us to get through there, so we never made it. I had to park on the roadside. And we had to carefully walk through it.
And again, though, all of those items blocking your way are readily movable, correct?
Yes, and I went to the neighbor and asked them to do it, and she said that she had told her husband not to put that stuff there in the first place, and then she had told her husband to move the stuff after he put it there, and she said he didn't do it, and she said she's sorry, but she can't do anything about it except to ask him again when he gets home at 5 o'clock.
And was it a major factor in your purchase of this property that there were these 3 public accesses?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you read on the thing that said they were dedicated to the public, relinquished to the public, right?
Yes, sir.
And in reliance on that, you thought you had at least 3 options, good, ready-made options to get to your property?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you've heard a lot of talk about you should be able to put an entrance up on the north end off of Mission Road. Have you even tried that?
The only thing that I've done is I was having to squeeze through the barbed wire whenever I tried to walk the property. And the brush is extremely thick. The trees are extremely thick. So finally I went ahead and cut some barbed wire. And when I had the brush hog guy cut out, I had him also go around to an area so I could at least walk it and see what my property looks like. And he came around. He did not do a road. I do not have a road. It's full of the thorny trees and stumps of thorny trees as well as the thorn. It's not drivable. And if you walk, you have to be very careful and do it at your own risk because those thorns will go through your boots.
And is there also a creek that would prevent you from going through the old gate that we saw a picture from? You'd have to cross a creek to get to where you want to build your house down here on the south end. Is that correct?
Well, I'd
love
to have to put in a bridge.
Yeah. And do you believe it will greatly damage the value of your property if the commissioner allows these three roads to be vacated?
Yes, sir.
And why so?
A lot of the value that I already said for me was I just want the accesses so I can use the lane the way I want to. I definitely want vehicles to be able to get through, like the fire trucks and the ambulances. It just means a lot to me to have those accesses. And if I were to ever sell it in the future, I believe it would mean a lot to the value of the property as far as my resale value.
As it did to you when you made the purchase.
Extremely.
That's all I have for this witness, Your Honor.
Do you have anyone else that's here that wishes to speak?
I do. I'd like to call Wendell Beard.
Sure.
This is the back we're talking about way down here. Anybody want to say something?
Proceed.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Beard, would you state your full name?
Wendell Beard.
And how are you employed, Mr. Beard?
With Schultz Engineering.
And were you involved in the survey of the Fulkerson property that has been purchased by my client?
Yes, sir.
And you've seen a copy of this, obviously. Did you prepare this?
I didn't do the drafting on it. I done all the work.
Okay. And did you check out, when you did this survey, was there an issue about access to the property?
Not really an issue because, you know, it's a recorded plat. I went and talked to Bob Ashley, and he agreed with me that they did have access.
Who is Bob Ashley?
Planning and zoning director, administrator, whatever.
And you looked and he told you that all three of these roads were public platted roads?
They were platted. He said he sees no way, had no problem with that.
And did you also look at the actual plat of the subdivision?
That's what I had first.
Okay. And what did it indicate to you?
That they were dedicated to the public.
Can you read that small print or not?
Said lands have been subdivided as shown herein, and the subdivision shall be known as Disneyland Heights Subdivision. Roads shown herein are relinquished and dated to the use of the public.
And when you found that out, were you convinced then that my client would have access?
And that's why I went and even asked Bob Ashley about it.
So as far as you were concerned, she had access through all three of the roads that are in question today.
And, you know, you've got the same owner that done all of it. The more valuable piece of ground is what she bought. So, I mean, Jim Fulkerson knew what he was doing.
So he had Dixieland Heights subdivision.
Right.
And he saved this 17 acres off of that, correct?
Right.
And it's your understanding that he left those roads in there so he could get to
it. Gabriel goes right through it. You can drive right straight to that and right out on that point where it's a lot more valuable land out there than what this subdivision was. He knew that. I mean, Steve and Doug, they've used that road. I've already talked to them.
So in your opinion, as a license, as a surveyor, with your experience in survey, these roads were open to the public and everybody had the right to
rely on them. If he wanted to close it off, which naturally he's not going to close it off because he owned both of them, you would put a 1-foot buffer or 2-foot buffer there along that line to keep them, somebody off your, using your road.
Right. And in this case, it doesn't. The road runs right up
right
to my client's property
right
line.
Okay. 40-foot road. And that road can be anywhere in that side that 40 feet. That's like a highway out here, 80-foot right of way. That can be built anywhere in that 80 foot. It don't have to be centerline.
I don't have any further questions for this witness.
Are there any other individuals here that wish to speak in favor of the remonstrance that's been filed?
I would like to go ahead and say something. I'm Tracy Fisher. I live at 115
Well, Tracy,
you're on the other side.
Oh, he's doing. I need to go on that side. Whenever I can speak on that side,
just,
I'm sorry.
Anybody else here that has any additional comments to speak in favor of the remonstrance? That means opposed to the petition for vacation.
Your Honor, does that include my argument or not?
Anything you guys want to say is fine with me.
What I want to say, Your Honor, is what you keep hearing it's been this way for 50 years. Well, I think all three of you know, and if you don't, I'm sure your attorney can clarify this. Adverse possession doesn't run against the public. The fact that that hadn't been used is just because this property hasn't been developed. And what you've got is you've got people who have had the benefit of the public roads, but now they don't want anyone else to have that benefit. And there's no justification for shutting off access to this lady's property. They could have bought it. This property's been for sale for years. She did her homework. She checked it out, and everything was right. The one fellow who stood up and said, gosh, I didn't know anybody could use this road. I'm sympathetic, but he didn't do his homework. Anyone who sold him the property should have told him that's a public road. It's dedicated to the public. Anybody can use it. My client did everything by the book. That's why we have rules like this. That's why we need consistency so people can depend on what's shown on these plats. That's all she's done. And now they're trying to make her a victim because they don't want people driving through their neighborhood. That's just not how it works.
Okay. I find it odd that, I mean, why didn't they do this before when Mr. Fulkerson was alive and he could be here, you know, and answer these questions, you know? They're going to do it. Should have done it at the same time they closed the other one in 11. And that one needs to be reworded because there's a lot left off on that. But there was no reason for that street to ever be there. You don't have a street, a house, a street, and a house. So I know that's why that street was closed.
And at the time, obviously, Mr. Fulkerson would have owned the property behind it and consented to that one. Nothing further for us, Your Honor.
Anybody else to speak in favor of the remonstrance that's been filed? Opposition to the petition for vacation? And Bill, did you have someone else that wanted to make a comment in favor of the petition?
I do. Okay, I'm Tracy Fisher. I live at 115 Gabriel Lane. Our land does adjoin Miss Jennings. I just want to say to her, it's nothing personal against her. If she did need help with the fire, with health, anything like that, your neighbors will not turn their backs on you that way. We are a good neighborhood. We are kind people. You know, as far as you feeling like we're against you, ma'am, it's not you. It's just that access through there for the safety of the kids and that area. We all feel like, personally, there are other areas to the north that you could make a road in there, even not necessarily where you had cut the fence, but above that, between that area and Mission, there's a place that you could go through and make a road there. And so I just wanted to say, you know, it's nothing against her personally. It's just for the well-being and the safety of our neighborhood. And I just felt like that needed to be said.
Anybody else wants to make a comment for or against? We will accept all comments. Morning.
My name is Daryl Donathan. I live at 110 Gabriel Lane. Sorry about that. I'll breathe. I live there with my wife and two sons, a 4-year-old and 10-year-old. And I've resided there for going on 13 years there at 110. And there's been testimony today where the word victim came up to kind of reiterate what Mrs. Fisher just said. I've had the pleasure of visiting with Miss Jenkins a few times, even once on the telephone. And she seems like a very nice lady. I think she'll be a wonderful neighbor. So, again, you know, as far as a personal attack against Ms. Jenkins, I can personally say it's nothing against her personally. I would probably be here no matter who purchased that land. There has also been some testimony said about a clearly marked Gabriel Lane thoroughway all the way to that property. For the past 12 years, myself and the Fishers have been maintaining that, cutting the grass, whatever needs to be through there. So I kind of feel like it's not really clearly marked. The gravel, as you can see on any of the pictures that you have there of the west end of Gabriel Lane, the gravel portion of the roadway, Gabriel Lane, ends at my driveway. It goes straight to my house. From there, it's all grass and trees, and you can maneuver through there. When it got to be time to bring in construction equipment, if this easement is not vacated, there may be some trees that have to come out. That, you know, I'm not in the line of work of construction. But my reason for being here, my concern is that extra traffic that I didn't count on. Yeah, there's an easement there, and it's up to you gentlemen today to say whether that stays or goes. But I look and think about the safety of my two boys. The neighboring house next to me, Mr. Osborne, got up and spoke. There's children there that play in that area. Again, at 110, I'm on the north end of that easement. And from the edge of that easement to the corner of my house is less than 25 feet. I don't know, I don't believe I've seen any of the pictures that Charlie has given you, but in one of them there may be, show you my boys have their swing set remotely close to that easement. So there was just wanted, some of this stuff is are just kind of reiterated. I don't want to stand up here and repeat things that already have been spoken about, but I just appreciate your time. And after you look at all the details and listen to the comments, I hope that you are in favor of vacating these trees. Thank you.
Commissioners, I'm Wendell Goss. I live at 558 Brookings Road, which is on the east side of Mission. And I guess my concern here as the resident in the neighborhood is what you do on the west side could possibly affect my property on the east side, because we have the same plats that run directly behind my house, and I own the property between the two plats, the two streets, if they are streets. Right now they're undeveloped. I do have to leave it open for my neighbor who drives to his backyard. I understood that. My concern would be, it seems, and you know, everyone can speak to intent, and Mr. Troke, we went to high school together, good to see you, but it seems like this subdivision was laid out as a subdivision. If you took it and you put boundaries around that subdivision, it would make sense then that these streets that are laid out, the reason why we all know the developer gave them up was so he didn't have any liabilities, and so it's offered to the public. Who's the public? Is the public the state of Missouri? Is it the county? Is it to the subdivision? I would believe that public would mean this subdivision and who owns these houses that actually connect to this land. If you, in fact, give access through these streets, then why would you, as commissioners, have three dead-end streets that the public can no longer go through? If you do seem that, or you do make the determination that these streets should go through, then I would suggest that maybe there should be another street and she would have to give up some property to connect those streets, because you can't have a bus go down that street. There's no way to turn around. It's all... Why would you have three dead-end streets? Why does the county not maintain these streets? Do we have to give up? Do I have to pay for a street so that somebody can come in and now take advantage of that? Because that's in effect what's going to... If Charlie has asphalted a nice street, who's going to maintain it? So if we keep opening it up to the public, that maybe this is a county road and the county needs to take it over and take care of the whistles, that take care of the washouts. You see what I'm saying? So my concern is what you do on this side is going to affect my property. And so if we're going to build this up and make it a subdivision and open it up for the public, then I would ask for the county to step in and maintain those streets. That would be my comment. Thank you.
Anybody else have comments, either for or against the vacation petition and or the remonstrance? Just a minute, Mr. MacArthur. Anybody in the audience? Go ahead, sir.
I'd like to make a comment on what the surveyor said. Because I was there when they did these platting, I knew Jim Fuckerson because my whole family stayed at his Deer Lane Resort. And so Jim did not own this farm, like he seems to think. A man from Chicago owned this farm and sold that to Jim after we bought our lot from the guy from Chicago. He platted it. When Jim started building houses right to the west of us towards his line, he built three houses there. We talked to Jim, and we kidded him a little bit about, was he going to go straight across his land, keep building? And Jim said, never. And we kind of laughed, and he spoke up to us and said, I will never plat my land. Now, he had it for sale, and he said, well, they had a chance. He had it for sale for $237,000. So we didn't buy it. But my point again is that Jim did not want to develop his land. This was, so when the guy says, well, this was done so you could expand, that was not in the first guy that owned it idea. That was not his idea. He just did it. He put the most lots in there he could. And it was not Jim's idea to ever do that. And he never did do that. He sold that land. And so...
Your Honors, if you would look at Exhibit 2, he signed it. You know, he signed it. Mr. Fulkerson wasn't involved in that, but there's his signature on the plat of Dixieland Subdivision, J.P. Fulkerson. So I'm not sure who he's thinking of or what he's thinking of. It's just simply not true that he didn't plat that.
It was first platted in 59.
There are several plats.
Yeah, there are several plats, sir.
So he was not the person to originally plat a subdivision there, but he did do a replat over the plat that existed. Okay.
Sure. If it is, none of them's recorded. This is the only recorded plat. This is what you go by. The other one was down on the south side, and it showed right at the bottom of that same plat. It was by a different deal, and that's a whole thing. You know, Fulkerson owned all of it. He done it. His name's on it. Emmett Nightingale M surveyed it in 1962. So.
Any other comments? Let me answer a couple of questions, or at least make a couple of statements, and then I will open this up for discussion amongst the county commissioners. There is a plat that's in front of us, and on that plat it does have roads that are defined as dedicated to the public. Dedicated to the public, at least the interpretation that I have been given through the years, is anybody that wants to utilize it, whether it be me or somebody that lives in Canada. It's dedicated to the public. However, it's the county commission's jurisdiction, once a petition has been filed with this county, as to whether or not to vacate roads once evidence has been given. So the county commission, unless I'm sadly mistaken, has the authority to do that or not to do that. But to clarify, once a road has been dedicated to the public, it's dedicated to the public for use. Whether there's, we have literally hundreds of roads and parts of roads within subdivisions within Taney County and probably in most counties of the state that have been dedicated to the public that have never been developed. But this county commission has the jurisdiction based upon what we have presented. And what I do see, as far as the petition that's been presented for vacation, it's been presented properly. And the remonstrance that has been filed against the vacation has been submitted properly. So it will fall to this county commission to make the decision about this vacation. With that said, I'll open that up for comments for these two, and then I'll have some comments as well. But, gentlemen.
my only question is do we, I mean, you say we have jurisdiction, we can't, this might be a question for Frank, and he might be able to answer it right now, he might not. It's not a county road. Is it deeded to the public?
Under Missouri law, when a subdivision plat dedicates something to public use, the law says that it is held in trust by the county.
Okay.
Does not mean the county has the obligation to maintain it or open it, but it is held in trust for the public by the county. One reason for which is to allow a procedure by which it can be untrusted by the public.
Frank?
That's correct.
But it could be a park. It could be a...
Exactly. The same thing would hold for a park, public square, street, commons. I think the statute actually says all of these things. Parks, commons, public square, streets, roads. But anything dedicated to public use other than, as opposed to, say, being reserved to the property owner.
Does the petition have all three roads listed separately, or is it all one lump?
We have described each of the roads separately.
Common sense would tell me, again, after being out there, and Gabriel Lane, common sense would tell me, Michael, is it Michael? Does anybody know how to pronounce it? I mean, I don't see a problem using that. There's her. I looked it up. It's about 15 feet from where the property line is to the roundabout. I don't see an issue there unless somebody out there does. Gabriel Lane, that's, you know, looking at the lines and the way it is, it pretty much cuts off at the corner of somebody's house. So whenever it was built and however that was done, it was... I think there needs to be an agreement done between you guys, but obviously that's not going to happen. So,
Daniel?
Well, in the issue of public roads, this has been a factor that lays throughout the county. As Ron mentioned, we have in the Power Side area, we have public roads that are on farms that were laid out years ago, and they go right across people's fields through their timber and everything else. And this issue has been brought to the county commission's attention that even though those are old plats, that the person owns the property, the acreage is, he pays taxes on the property. I asked him what was he going to do about a turkey hunter or deer hunter that wanted to walk that public road easement to hunt turkeys on his property, and he said, naturally, he said, I'll meet him with a shotgun and have him removed from the property. Those kind of issues are things that the county commission faces all the time because, as Ron mentioned, there is, I would say literally hundreds of miles of public roads in Taney County that are not developed. My view of this is somewhat, I went out and looked the location over. I've been on the property. The other property that Mrs. Jenkins owns, I reviewed the access, possible access from other areas. There's ribbons tied two trees around in those areas. The word of these roads being for this subdivision is the way that I understand this to be. If they ran through the subdivision, then I would have a different opinion, but they don't run through the subdivision. They run only to the subdivision lines itself. If I was a farmer out here, I wouldn't want somebody else to access my property through a 15-20-foot easement that had been there for years and cause me difficulty or cause confusion and possible confrontation, you know, over some issue like that. So, that's the way that I view this, is this was laid out, and not as a through road, but as a public road for the subdivision.
Danny, and I'm just asking, how is it not a? How do you define a through road if it goes completely through from property line to property line?
Development of the road access through.
But who developed the road access? You're talking about the actual road, who built the road? Development of the road?
I'm talking about the road access through. If this was laid out in a subdivision and Jim Fulkerson, at the time that the 2011 petition came before us, didn't have any problem with closing that road. There was no remonstrance at that time from him. So that's where I'm going. I'm using kind of the past evidence that Jim didn't have any objection to closing that one road that was already there as a precedent.
So I don't have the luxury of that evidence.
Well, I know, but I mean, I was here through that. I understand that, too. As
you said, he's older.
He was here at the time. I wasn't.
But I understand that. Now, we neither take. I think Mrs. Jenkins is a nice lady, and they've made a great presentation. This is a great community down here that these people live in. It's quiet. The county itself imposed upon them to open a lake access, which I've been involved in trying to get as many lake accesses as possible. When we opened that lake access, not one of those people came to me as a county commissioner representing them complaining about that to benefit the public. I see that as being a very generous-hearted group, because that was already a county road that went through there and the improvements made. So that's the only thing I have to say about the petitions. You gentlemen can speak on it as you wish.
Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Could you come up for just a second?
Sure.
When I went down and viewed this property and all of these, and well before most of these houses were built, I've been all over this property when I hunted much younger. But this field that where the ribbons are up in here, is this the picture that is here?
She's going to have to tell you because I
can't. Okay, I'm sorry. And I'm looking at the corner when you're coming down. This is all part of the, I call it Texas because that's what that looks like. Now here's the
gate. Here's the curve he's talking about. He's wondering, is that
back up here is the gate.
Oh,
yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Back up here is the gate. Here's the stream that you were talking about. And that's where that property was. But on up, considerably, where the corner is, if I'm not mistaken, that's this picture where it's clear here all the way through.
This is where I put an image flag, so I can find it again. It's like right, I guess this, I can't tell them here. But anyway, there's a clearing down here. That's where this is.
There's two, actually.
You have to go through forest to get to this clearing.
Right, but not here.
There, you have to go through forest right here.
Okay.
Because that's down here.
This picture's here. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, see the orange
tree? Okay. Well, I've been here, and there's like a tree or two, and it's also flat straight in, straight back onto the property.
Yeah.
I mean, were I building a road, that's where I would do it because of the access. I'm not speaking to whether or not we're going to do anything here. I'm just saying if those weren't there, imagine. There's two good accesses here and here. Then there's one on the other side of that little creek that, that you were referring to, yeah. Which it would you would have to cross it.
There's a gate there, but yes. You can't tell there was a road. It's solid trees and
vegetation. It's been a long time. I understand. Okay, this is here,
so
though.
That's
not here. Get out here. All right.
There's still trees.
Here's the gate, which is here, right?
The gate's down in here. It's okay. Solid.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm going to speak for me personally. Personally, it's really tough. Were there not tremendous access to this property, I would say that the access onto the property is through the public road easements that were put into the subdivision. But there is phenomenal access to the property, at least from my estimation, which casts a different light on this. Because when you think about the community, when you think about the roads that are in existence, they're not in existence because the county built them. Not that that's relevant, because it's not. But the county did not build these roads. The county does not maintain these roads. And to the best of my knowledge, the county probably will never maintain these roads, because they don't meet the standards that are set forth for the county to bring them into the county system. There are no turnabouts at the end. You can't turn a road grader around. You can't do the things that the county feels is important for a road to be brought into the public system. We're currently looking at several miles of roads now and trying to make decisions on whether or not the county would be moving forward on any portion of those requests that are in front of us for new county roads. The subdivision was created. The public roads were platted into the subdivision itself. Regardless of the intent, my opinion of the developer, as to whether it was for subdivision use or for public use, the fact is it was dedicated to the public. So my belief, at least, and what I've been schooled, is if I wished to go down and utilize that road, I could, up to a point of not getting onto your private property. On the other hand, I look at this piece of property, and there's phenomenal access to come straight down to the best part of the property from a place that's almost level with that property at the turn. You know where I'm referring to, Eddie. So that's our dilemma. We've got a vacation in front of us. There are three public roads that are left within that portion of the subdivision, and the request itself is to vacate a portion of each one of those three roads. So that's our dilemma, guys.
The Missouri law also states that we can't refuse. I mean, if she didn't have other access to the property, there's no way that you could close the road, because you couldn't refuse access, refuse someone access to their property. But clearly, Ron, it shows that she has, and possibly better access to the property from the corner.
Have any other comments about this road vacation? Frank, do you have anything for us?
No, sir.
Thank you. Anybody else I can put on the spot?
The original intent of making it public was so that he wouldn't have to maintain and upkeep and build the roads. Like, that's
Well, I believe that's probably maintained a vast majority of developers that they're
right.
calling.
But. Right. So.
Guys, I would entertain a motion one way or the other on what your druthers are regarding this issue.
Well, again, is the... petition, it'd be each individually listed, correct?
There's two with a certain distance and one with a different distance. I'm not sure that...
The vacation calls for the west 100 feet of Gabriel Lane, the west 100 feet of Michael Road, and the west 90 feet of Brookings Road.
Okay. And the petition, all in one petition.
If, in fact, this petition is granted, then the property owner on either side of that road would receive ownership of that portion of the property.
So it's an all or nothing petition? We can't break it up?
I don't know the answer to that. Do you two attorneys want to weigh in on his question?
I believe you can by motion. I can't. I mean, I would have to decide which of my clients should throw under the bus. But I think you can by motion.
I don't have an opinion on that. I was going to throw out my opinion that, you know, if we're doing what you're saying about if it's not platted through the subdivision, then this is only for this subdivision. There would be no reason. I mean, you'd have walls built around every subdivision in every city saying don't drive through our neighborhood. Every subdivision has little kids in it. Everybody's concerned about their children. But the theory that because this is a block that doesn't affect the people on each side of the block is just simply not accurate. I mean, that's the way any subdivision in any town is developed.
I'm going to answer your question, and I don't want you to take this wrong, but we have had in the county roads that have extended subdivisions through them that have tore the road to pieces whenever they developed on the other side. Who was responsible for that? Because when it was a county road, the county was and endured great expenses for the purpose of someone else extending the subdivision. If Mrs. Jenkins decided to sell this property or to subdivide this property, then the fact that she has other access to get in the property, or if she decided to subdivide it and have construction through the property and tore the road all to pieces, who's responsible for that particular piece of road?
I think that's a planning and zoning issue if and when this subdivision gets developed. That's how that's handled. This happens every day, the subdivisions.
I say at that time, would they just require her to make a...
Yeah, they can deal with that if and when it ever gets developed.
I've been through several of these situations like this where there's been expense thrown upon the general public to repair something that somebody else has developed on the other side. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve the petition.
In its entirety?
In its entirety.
Motion has been made to approve the petition for road vacation in Dixieland Heights in its entirety as presented. Is there a second? Is there a second? I'll second the motion. Discussion. Gentlemen, discussion.
I think we can vacate Gabriel. I think we can vacate Brookings. Not Michael.
Say again. What did you say?
Gabriel and Brookings, but not Michael. mainly because there's already roads built within 15 feet of a property line. That's actual road use. On Gabriel and Brooking, it stops well before then. And it's just grass, trees.
Dan, comments?
I'm not sure about the petition. Is Frank still there? I can't see him over there.
Is there?
Frank, when we have a petition presented to the county commission, the same question that was asked earlier, but I didn't receive the proper answer from either one of these attorneys. Are we, when the petition is presented, are we to consider the petition? Can we take any part of the petition? Because that might not be satisfactory to the petitioner. They petitioned all, and so I have some question in my mind of whether we can consider all or nothing on this petition. Because they might not have the same petition. The petitioners may not have the same...
Yeah, I see your concern. It's one I share. I'm not aware of any clear answer. The statute doesn't give any rule on whether you can accept part of the petition and reject another part of it, or you must either thumbs up or thumbs down ruling on the whole thing. So I would say this. I would say absent any further guidance from the statute, that you would not be prohibited from ruling a portion of it one way and a portion of it the other.
Can I ask a little question? What was the footage again on each? They're just wanting to close part of it?
Yes.
What's the footage there on each street?
Is it
the west 100 feet of Gabriel, the west 100 feet of Michael, and the west 90 feet of Brookings. And what that does is I look at this, it coincides with the lot length, the last lot length on each road.
Just want to divide it off so it doesn't get to the end of the property.
So now then, if it's vacated, they got 20 feet coming into their property instead of 40 feet.
If it's vacated...
Lot 1, Block A, would only have 20 feet to get to his property.
Wouldn't have any on his property because it would revert to the property owner for that 90 feet or for that 100 feet. So half of the 100 feet, or half of the easement, would go to one property owner and half
right.
the easement would go to the other, which is, I'm guessing, is what happened on the road that was previously vacated.
Right.
But that road should have never been there. There was no road ever there anyway. You don't have lots, lot, road. That's just...
Well, we do have here.
Do
we do have here.
Yeah.
And we did have.
And that's why it was... Yeah, it should have never been put there. That's an Emmett Nightingale mistake there.
I saw somebody raise their hand. I don't want to open this back up to a lot of discussion, but did you...
Just a question. Mr. Williams, which road did you... Say you were trying to open up
Michael, keep Michael open.
Leave Michael open.
And that's the one between you and...
We're discussing a question. There's a motion on the floor, so our discussion is limited to that motion. But his motion is potential. I mean, his motion is to close all three as petition. The question that has been raised from Brandon is, can we, in fact, grant the closure of Gabriel and Brooking and not grant the closure of Michael, correct? Is that what you...
Correct.
More comment?
And you don't want to open it back up, Ron, but my question is to the petitioners, if... that proposal would be satisfactory. I mean, what I'm saying is this is something with me that's kind of because I asked the question of Mr. Cotty, and he's given me direction, but I people that have petitioned a certain way, and I don't know that it's if that would be satisfactory to the remonstrants, or if it would be satisfactory to the petitioners. I just don't understand
my opinion that a lot of times that happens, that people don't get all they ask for, and the other side doesn't get all they ask for either. And I think I'm agreeing with Frank. I think he's got authority to say, yes, we're going to abandon one part of it, but we're not going to abandon the other. I think that's very common anytime you have any kind of contested matter, that neither side gets everything they're asking for.
I agree with you, Matt, and I've seen that a lot. What I heard from the individuals that spoke here is they want to see the traffic flow from whatever is developed there be somewhere else rather than through this little.
But the majority of people heard from live on Gabriel. Now, there might be people out there that don't live on Gabriel, but the majority of the people we heard from was Gabriel.
I think so.
Majority of the people we heard from was Gabriel.
Yes, sir.
Speaking to that point, that would affect my property because now the neck of the street of Michael now flows right past my property, so it does affect my property. So to assume there's not any traffic, I'm just saying,
right.
I could put a house there with kids on that corner with my lot, so... You know, let's not make decisions that we can't change later on. I mean, this is, that would affect my property, having that traffic flow right there.
Is the property that's on the far, on the other side of this subdivision, is that all owned by Steve, or is it?
No, that is owned by Lee and his wife. Now on the east end is what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. I'm talking about
the resident. The resident at the end of Brookings on the east side.
And 2.34.
Paul Sloan bought that originally, and his daughter now owns it.
So we're talking about that. It's about two and a third acres.
2.34.
Runs the whole length.
And then is it Steve or is it Core?
Then it's Core.
To the south.
Steve owns.
So north, he owns to the north. Okay.
He owns 102 acres to the north.
Here would be my concern, Mr. Hoffman. Lee has property.
Yes.
If Lee sold that property.
Yes.
And the gentleman came in and wanted to develop storage units for boats.
Then he has four accesses.
And
according to this plat.
And that's what, I mean.
Then planning and zoning would have to get involved. Because it's not.
But we can take care of the problem today. It's my fault.
We can't address those four roads because they're not petitioned.
Right. And it'd also be landlocked. So that's a new thing.
No, he does have access through Brookie.
He owns it there.
Oh, okay.
I own most of the property on Michael's. Dorothy Booth owns the place right next to the 17 acres on one side. I own everything on the other side except what Charlie Michaels owns down at the end next to the mission. I have vacant lots there. I have four vacant lots. Charlie has one, which may be developed someday. That's why we just don't need the extra traffic through our road, through that road. We need that 17 acres to send their traffic.
Again, at this time, we're not talking about a lot of extra traffic. We're talking about one individual trying to get around.
But that can change.
A lot of things can change.
And it does.
Okay, gentlemen. Danny, Brandon, more discussion on the motion on the floor?
My thought is, and I could be completely wrong, it's not going to end here. It's not going to end here. It's going to go above us. You're going to have a lot of attorney bills. They're going to have a lot of attorney bills. I think we can save a lot of people a lot of money if we make a compromise. And hopefully they'll agree to it. That's my thought. Saving people money.
Well, there's people you're talking to, so. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed to the motion, say nay.
Nay.
Motion carries. Dan aye, Ron aye, Brandon nay. Thank you, folks. Which ones? What is it?
What's that?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I was right.
That means they're closing the road, yes, sir. I don't know.
Can we just ask for a few minutes, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm.